You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, the free fall of rupee continues for fourth day running. The rupee declined by 9 paise to settle at a new record low of 79.90 against the US currency on Thursday due to a firm US dollar in overseas markets and capital outflows. A decline in crude oil prices in the international markets, however, restricted the rupee losses, forex dealer said. At the interbank foreign exchange market, the local currency opened strong at 79.72 and witnessed an intraday high of 79.71 and a low of 79.92 against the US dollar in the day trade. The local unit finally settled at 79.90 a dollar, down 9 paise over its previous close. The rupee powered its early gains as the US dollar continued to gain against a basket of leading global currencies in early European trade. The dollar index, which gauges the greenback strength against a basket of 6 currencies, was trading 0.37% up at 108.36. Meanwhile, benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty gave up early gains to close lower for a fourth straight session on Thursday due to selling in IT and banking shares amid weak global equities. The 30-share BSE benchmark settled 98 points or 0.18% lower at 53,416.15. During the day, it hit a high of 53,861.28 and a low of 53,163.77. The broader NSE Nifty also parred initial gains and ended 28 points or 0.18% down to settle at 15,938.65. Among the Sensex constituents, Axis Bank declined the most by 1.74%. HCL Technologies, State Bank of India, Tech Mahindra, TCS, Wipro, Ultratech Cement and ITC were the major laggards. Sun Pharma, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Maruti Suzuki India, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Titan and Reliance Industries were among the gainers. In Asia, markets in Shanghai, Hong Kong and Seoul ended lower, while Tokyo settled in the green. Equity markets in Europe were trading lower during mid-session deals. The US markets had ended lower on Wednesday. In other news, the Enforcement Directorate on Thursday arrested former NSE MD Chitra Ramakrishnan in a money laundering case connected with alleged illegal phone tapping and snooping of stock exchange employees after getting the nod from a Delhi court to probe the matter. Special Judge Sunaina Sharma allowed 4-day custodial interrogation of Ramakrishnan. The former NSE MD was produced in the court from jail on order passed by the judge earlier. The judge had issued a production warrant against the accused on a plea moved by the ED. After the accused was produced, the ED took permission from the court to interrogate her. Later, the ED arrested Ramakrishnan on the ground of non-cooperation and again produced her before the court and urged for her 9-day custodial interrogation. The court, however, granted her 4-day custody to the agency. Ramakrishnan was arrested by the CBI in a separate case and was currently in judicial custody. Now some overseas updates. Alibaba Group is cutting over a third of staff in its in-house deals team, a Reuters report said, after Beijing's sweeping regulatory crackdown sharply slowed the Chinese e-commerce behemoth's deal-making pace. Alibaba plans to reduce its strategic investment team of more than 110 people, mainly based in mainland China, to about 70, said two of the people, adding the company has already informed a bulk of staffers of their redundancy. The job cuts mainly involve mid-level and senior people in the mainland, said the two people, declining to be named as they were not authorized to speak to the media. The company's deals team also has staff in Hong Kong, they added. Alibaba and its main rival Tencent plan to cut tens of thousands of jobs combined this year in one of their biggest layoff rounds as the crackdown and China's COVID-19 curbs stifled growth, Reuters reported in March. Moving on to some economy news, the wholesale price-based inflation eased to a three-month low of 15.18% in June on a sharp decline in the prices of minerals, but food articles continued to remain costly. June is the 15th consecutive month when the wholesale price index-based inflation remained in double-digit. Last month, it touched a record high of 15.88%. In June 2021, it was 12.07%. Inflation in food articles in June was 14.39%, as prices of vegetables, fruits and potato witnessed a sharp spike over the year-ago period. In May, the wholesale price inflation in food articles was 12.34%. The rate of price rise in vegetables was 56.75%, while in potato and fruits it was 39.38% and 20.33% respectively. Inflation in crude petroleum and natural gas was 77.29% in June. To tame stubbornly high inflation, the RBI has hiked the key interest rate by 90 basis points in the last 2 months. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.